In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Ryssdal. Friday, the 22nd of May. Great as always to have you along, everybody. We have, I believe, declared inflation dead on this program a good number of times. Still is, don't get me wrong, not changing my forecast to get all economist on you here. But my obligations as a business journalist do pretty much require me to give you the headline economic number of this Friday, the CPI, as it's known, the Consumer Price Index. Inflation, such as it is at the retail level. 0.1%, a tenth of 1% is how much prices went up last month. That's the top line number. Core inflation, that's just minus food and energy, rose 0.3%. So dead, as I said. But there is a lot that is and isn't in that number that does give it some extra oomph. Marketplace's Tim Fitzsimmons gets us going.
Don't get the wrong idea. The Consumer Price Index is a very important measure of inflation. It looks at the prices of a bundle of items and measures whether those prices are going up or down. Steve Reed, an economist with the Bureau of Labor Statistics, says the CPI is used to adjust rent and wages.
It's used in private contracts to escalate values of money, which is used by the government in many official ways, such as to adjust Social Security and so forth.
That's why it's seen as a stand-in for inflation for consumers. But the CPI isn't what the Fed uses to figure out whether the economy as a whole is experiencing inflation or deflation. They prefer the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index, or PCE. But Jeremy Siegel, a professor of finance at the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania, says no matter what the measure, there's uncertainty.
And the reason for that is that when the price of one good goes up, we substitute other goods.
Like, if beef gets expensive, you'll probably just buy chicken.
But how much is almost as good is a value judgment.
And that's why the Fed tries to avoid that uncertainty by looking at the core PCE, which strips out the volatile prices of food and energy. The Fed is trying to influence the economy where it can, says Ben Friedman, an economics professor at Harvard.
They're letting the economy respond to movements up or down in oil prices rather than having monetary policy do that.
And as for that CPE number, that will be released on June 1st. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.